Robert W. Morgan, KHJ.
7:02 in Los Angeles. I don't know about you, but I ain't gonna be alone this weekend. I'll guarantee you that. Right, Diana? Yeah, baby. Ain't no mountain high enough. Sing it, Foxy Lady. Ain't no mountain high enough. Diana Ross. The runner-up song on the KHJ Boss Daddy is 7:05 now at Robert W. Morgan. The police department, with whom I'm in constant touch, whether I like it or not, reports that Laurel Canyon Boulevard is closed to all traffic between Mulholland and Lookout. Humble Harv's having another luau, is he?
Big Bear or Idlewild or wherever, one of the better moments of a camping trip is getting set up, getting the tent up and the wood cut and the fire going. And that's a moment that calls for a tall, cold Olympia, the beer brewed with pure artesian water. Now, where's the ice chest? Did anybody bring the ice chest?
Nobody brought the ice chest.
Don't you know it's the water that makes you Olympia?
But don't make this academic, it's fail-safe, drink all the beer anyway. Olympia Brewing Company, Tumwater, Washington.
Footsteps on the stairs, a shadow under the door, a reflection from a razor.
And all the screaming in the world. Help.
The bird with the crystal plumage. If you think you're being followed home from this movie, keep telling yourself that it's all in your mind. The bird with the crystal plumage. In color. Rated GP. All ages parental guidance. From UMC Pictures.
The bird with the crystal plumage. Now playing at Pacific's Pantages Theater in Hollywood. And now playing on KHJ, Tommy Rowe. See how it all fits in, works together, but if you'd like to hear something you're not hearing right now, give me a call at 520-1970, and I'll see if I can get it on for you. You make it, and I'll fake it. Ha! Tommy Rowe from KHJ, we can make music. On the Robert W. Morgan Show, it's 7:09.
Who owns the song? Coppertone, Coppertone.
Coppertone gives you all the tan you can handle.
Coppertone tans you smooth and silkens your skin.
Its rich, sun-loving oils melt onto your skin with the sun, and it helps keep you from burning.
Coppertone tans you as if you own the sun.
Yeah, you own the sun with Coppertone.
Coppertone, get a piece of sun.
World's number one, selected for use by the U.S. Olympic team.
Who owns the sun? Coppertone.
Coppertone tanning butter gives you a tan deep and dark as the tropics.
Coppertone tanning butter is something new. A tropical tan in an aerosol spray.
You see, it's cocoa butter and coconut oil. Coppertone's tropical tanning secret. Coppertone tanning butter comes in a jar or a frosty aerosol spray.
Coppertone tanning butter tans you as if you own the sun.
Yeah, you own the sun with Coppertone.
Good morning, KHJ.
Hello, Robert W.
No, this is, yes, obviously, of course it's me.
I hope it is. I've been trying to get through to you since Monday morning to thank you for the trip to see Elvis.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Which table?
I had a fantastic time.
So that's where all the champagne went.
93 KHJ.
I who have nothing. Tom Jones from KHJ. Everything they say about Tom is true. 7:13 now with Robert W. in the Morgan.
Since 1885, my friends, Americans led the way. We're big, safe, friendly, and that's the way we'll stay. The largest of them all today in all of California. Save with American savings and save the American way.
Yes, American Savings is not only the largest publicly held association in California, but in the nation as well. American Savings has an arsenal of savings plans that will pay you as much as 6% and even 7.5% per annum. American always pays the highest interest on insured savings. Each account is insured up to $20,000 with multiple accounts available as always. Wouldn't you be better off at the giant American Savings and Loan Association? Safe since 1885.
The largest of them all today in all of California. Save with American savings and save the American way.
See, I don't like to get personal, but if your airplane's dirty, KHJ suggests you take it to the Orange County Free Clinic's Benefit Plane Wash, August 29th and 30th at Orange County Airport, and have it washed by trained personnel for a small donation. 7:14, Small Faces, KHJ Gold from 1967. What did we do there? We got caught.
Oh,
it's Ichiku Park. From 1967, Gold on KHJ at 717. With Robert W. Morgan, thinking about getting some new sheets and pillowcases? Well, head on down to your... a pillowcase for your thought. Well, head on down to your nearby Thrifty Drug and Discount Store, because Thrifty now has beautiful Canon Monticello sheets in both twin and double bed sizes, flat or fitted. Now, remember, these are Canon sheets. You'll get first quality white cotton muslin or polyester and cotton no-iron sheets, firmly woven and long-wearing. Stock up today at Thrifty. Make sure you have plenty of GE flashbulbs on hand for all those pictures you want to take. Why GE flashbulbs? Because I said so, that's why, and because you want the best pictures possible, and because flashbulbs by GE are guaranteed to work. They're easy to use and always dependable. Just pop on a GE flashbulb, take a picture, and that's it. And you can be sure you'll get a perfect picture every time. And isn't that what you want most out of life? Get GE flashbulbs, the flashbulbs for better pictures, at your nearby Thrifty Drug and Discount Store.
KHJ Weather.
Okay, it's going to be 86 today in town, up to 95 in the valley, 86 Orange County, and 74 along the beaches, all under sunny skies, light smog, now 64 in Hollywood.
Thrifty is a drug and discount store. And much, much more.
I want to make it with you. Bread at 718 from KHJ. Bread. Which to a lot of people means money. But that doesn't mean, that means hit record in this particular case, doesn't, boys and girls? Here on Rock and Roll Romper Room, make it with you from KHJ at 721. Good Robert W. Morgan.
Some people say the dollar doesn't buy much anymore. But then some people have never been to McDonald's. McDonald's hamburgers are 100% beef. We never add filler. So how can we sell our hamburgers at such low prices? Well, we serve over 2 million a day. That brings the cost down a little. And even if it didn't, we wouldn't change. That's why McDonald's is your kind of place.
Two exciting nights, three amazing days. There's nothing like the new Flamingo.
Come have a Flamingo fling. 3 days, two nights, just $33. Luxurious room, deluxe dinner and show, dancing, fun. I'm ready for a fling. How about you?
There's nothing like the new Flamingo.
Flamingo fling. For Flamingo reservations, call 272-4375, and dear, your plumage is ruffled. I know you know. 722 in the morning from KHJ, home of the real Don Steele. Every afternoon against three, up against tremendous odds. Bobby Bloom. I'm sure there's a line in there somewhere, something about a lobster raid in that record. Didn't know lobsters were illegal. Bobby Bloom. From his album, that's KHJ Hit Bomb, Montego Bay, with Robert W. Morgan, 724.
Take time out from worry, take time out from care, forget about hurry, take time out to share, make it a Miller day, make it a Miller day, cause Miller makes it right.
Yeah, Miller makes it right. Refreshing, deep down good, satisfying. That's why it's a champagne of beers, Miller High Life. The beer brewed by the folks who take time out to make it really good. Share some with a friend.
Oh, make it a Miller day. Make it a Miller day. Cause Miller makes it right.
Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Stevie Wonder with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles in concert, Greek Theater, next Monday for seven nights. See the man and the Miracles. Tickets at all agencies and the Greek box office.
93 KHJ.
Anne Murray is from Canada, and her hit record is from the Boss 30. You can quote me on that. It's called Snowbird.
More music, KHJ.
728. With Robert W. Morgan, and I have a song in my heart, a smile on my face, and a bright red Dayglo bumper sticker on my Edsel camper that said, "It's tough indeed to beat the old sad ones." With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the Beach Boys.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she drove it to the country to keep it away. Robert W. Morgan, KHJ.
7:30 in Los Angeles. And this is Chicago. And I like to play Chicago Daily. Chicago Daily. Did you get it? You get it? Jay Paul got it. You didn't get it? Oh. You're laughing at the dried Rice Krispies on my mustache. I see.
Waiting for the break of day.
25 or 6 to 4, Chicago, from the KHJ Boston. I've never been to Chicago. You ever been to Chicago, Fancy? I've never. I was at O'Hare Field once for 4 hours while they de-iced my wings. But do your half first. 7:33 now with Robert W. Morgan.
I'm Ernie Ford. And believe me, my barber is one of the eight types who buy new Fords during the Ford dealer's official clearance. I call him type number 6, Mr. Persnickety. This guy tries to order a Mustang with up and down levers on the seat and oversized ashtrays in the armrests. Harrison, I told him, you can't special order a 1970 Ford now. They stopped making them to get ready for the 71 models. That's why the prices are so pee-picking low. And he says to me, Ern, you sound just like the Ford dealer in my neighborhood.
What's a girl to do these days when she's got great legs and still wants to show them off? Well, she has those legs that take her straight to Bullock's Collegienne, because Collegienne has those slinky little Arnell jerseys, which I've never been to Arnell jersey either. Oh, I see. The guys go out of their minds over. And halter dresses that don't need anything underneath but imagination. And when... Now, I've got myself embarrassed. Don't look at me while I blush. And when your mood says go along, Collegienne has the peasant barefoot dresses that let only your toes show. So whatever length is in to you this fall, from micro to maxi, get into it groovier at Bullock's Collegienne. 7:34 in the Morgan from KHJ. And if you'd like to get to me, and that's not hard to do with some people to find it out, 520-1970 is my telephone number. You call. Let's all dig. CCR. Credence and Backdoor from KHJ 736 with Robert W. Morgan. Continental Airlines has once again expanded its 747 service to Hawaii. Beginning this weekend, Continental's advanced 747 will air cruise from L.A. to Honolulu three times every day, 9:45 in the morning, 12 noon, and 5:45 in the afternoon. There are also two nonstop 747 flights to Chicago every day, so it's more convenient than ever. The air cruise on Continental Airlines, the proud bird of the Pacific.
Why let a stopped-up drain spoil your whole day? Call Roto-Rooter. Their radio-controlled trucks will get your message fast, and you'll have help in a hurry. Roto-Rooter will razor-clean your drains till they're just like new, with no inconvenience to you.
Roto-Rooter! Call Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
And the way your trouble's down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Super service.
This is J. Paul Huddleston, KHJ 2020 News. The district attorney's office says it will issue a bribery complaint against newly elected Carson City Councilman Dan Spence. Spence and two other men were arrested after a physician reported to the district attorney's office that he had been solicited for a bribe when he made application for rezoning an area to build a convalescence hospital. The trio arrested after they were found with $5,000 in marked money secreted under a mattress. Possible problems in Portland. Details and Mal Albert Sports upcoming on KHJ.
Why settle for less cash than you really want? Come to where you're good for more. Beneficial Finance.
No matter where you may be borrowing or had a loan before,
call Beneficial, say Beneficial, come to where you're good for more.
In the Los Angeles area, 100 offices of the Beneficial Finance System are within the sound of my voice. See the white pages of your phone book for the Beneficial Finance Office nearest you. Loans up to $5,000. The American Legion's 52nd National Convention opens in Portland, Oregon today, heavily protected by the National Guard. The city has taken emergency precautions to deal with any possible trouble from anti-war demonstrators. 8,000 persons belonging to anti-war groups are camping only a few miles away from the convention. Portland's press secretary, Mary Topkin, told KHJ's Roger Aldey,
"We don't know whether it's going to be a catastrophe or whether it's going to be a placid or quiet confrontation by differing groups of people with differing views. The city is preparing itself for the possibility of a more violent confrontation in preparedness, but it's trying the other tact by saying, let's keep it cool. You may not agree with each other, but this doesn't have to necessarily lead to any violent action."
In Seattle, Washington, 125 miles to the north, a bomb blast shattered the south entrance to the American Legion headquarters early today. The explosion, though it caused no injuries, did result in an estimated $2,500 damage. An underground group has claimed credit for this week's bombing at the University of Wisconsin and says its demands must be met by October 30th. The group says three Black Panthers arrested in Milwaukee must be released, ROTC must be abolished, and women's hours on the Wisconsin campus must be done away with. Otherwise, it says revolutionary measures will be taken of an intensity never before seen in this country, including kidnappings and possible assassinations. The high-speed pursuit of a suspected car thief ended in Hollywood this morning when the suspect crashed into his car into a parked car, then attempted to flee on foot, only to be nabbed by pursuing officers. The police arrested Joe Sherwin of Glendale, who had recently escaped from a Utah prison. Police are searching for a missing metal box containing harmful radioactive material. It was taken from an oil drilling test site at 3rd and La Cienega. They warn that anyone handling the box may suffer severe radiation burns. In the courts today, the prosecution is expected to introduce fingerprint evidence placing members of Charles Manson's family at the scene of the Sharon Tate murders. Los Angeles Free Press publisher Arthur Kunkin and former reporter Jerry Applebaum are slated to be sentenced for receiving stolen property, stemming from the publication of a list of narcotics agents and their addresses. And a hearing into the paternity suit against singer Elvis Presley will be heard in Superior Court. Patricia Parker of North Hollywood accuses Presley of fathering her unborn child, which is due next month. During Art Kevin's vacation, KHJ presents a guest commentary by Mr. Everett Holliday, chief of the Monterey Park Police Department. Here is Chief Holliday with some observations on the question, does the Los Angeles area need civilian police review
boards? I am opposed to civilian review boards for the following reasons. First of all, a citizen who has been subject to misconduct on the part of the police may appeal directly to the police chief. He may appeal directly to the city manager. In fact, he may go to the city council. If he finds no relief in these areas, he can go to the district attorney. And in fact, he could appeal directly to the Attorney General of the state. All of these people are responsible and equipped to adequately investigate his allegations and to give the kind of relief that would be justified. I would like to add that, in my personal opinion, the reason many people are inclined to believe in civilian review boards is because there is not enough self-inspection on the part of government, and there are too many defensive attitudes on the part of government which invites this kind of consideration.
You have just heard a guest commentary by Everett Holliday, chief of the Monterey Park Police. Printed copies are available on written request. This guest commentary will be repeated at 5:40 this afternoon. KHJ News Time, 7:46.
Son, there comes a time in every young boy's life when he must learn to face the realities of the world. Uh-huh. When he realizes the party's over, so to speak. Uh-huh. You know what Mother's talking about?
Yes, I think so.
What am I talking about, then?
School starts in a few days, and I should plan on taking a bath soon.
Prepare your son for the big day, Mom. Wash off the vacation fun and trot him down to Montgomery Ward for back-to-school fashion bargains. You save 24% on boys' Speedback twill pants in junior sizes 6 to 12. Price now at just $3 for $9. These jeans come in 7 fall colors. Handsome yet so tough they can take anything your boy dishes out and still come up looking neat. Why? Because they're permanent crease and no iron. And Ward's has no iron striped shirts on sale, too. Get a short sleeve, long collar sports shirt for just $2.33. You save 66 cents a shirt in sizes 8 to 20. But the sale only lasts till Sunday, Mom. So bring your boy into Ward's now. Shop every night till 9, Sunday 11 to 5.
Vice President Agnew says the United States will continue to supply Cambodia with military aid for its struggle against the communists. He made the statement aboard his jet en route to Bangkok, Thailand. The vice president made an unscheduled visit to Cambodia to reassure the government of Premier Lon Nol of continued U.S. support. Of his visit, Alan Dawson reported from Phnom Penh.
It was a tremendous morale booster for the Lon Nol government, struggling to survive for the past 5 months against the communist push. But while Agnew gave assurances of firm American support, he played his cards close and promised nothing.
The Israeli-Arab peace talks at the United Nations are marking time today, with only one of the negotiators, the Egyptian representative, still in New York City. The Israeli representative is in Jerusalem for consultations, and the Jordanian representative is in Washington. President Nixon hosted cabinet members and their wives at the Los Angeles Music Center last night in a formal party. The show, lasting 3 hours, reviewed hit tunes from Offenbach to Lerner and Lowe. The president said he was with it through the old show tunes, but he said the band lost him when the music from the Broadway rock hit Hair struck up.
This is Mal Albert's KHJ Sports, and a tip of our KHJ Sports camp this morning to the Pony League baseball team from Buena Park. The California entry in the Pony League World Series won the championship last night with a 3-0 win over Case, South Carolina, back at Washington, Pennsylvania. Pitcher Tom Sabol struck out 16 hitters, his third victory in that tournament. Our congratulations to Buena Park. The speeds continue to rise in practice at the Ontario Motor Speedway as the best drivers in the world get ready for the first California 500 a week from Monday. Yesterday, Joe Leonard was clocked at 177.2 miles an hour. Driver Greg Wald of Independence, Missouri, hit a wall in practice, but he wasn't injured, nor was the car seriously damaged. Speaking of racing, some of the best midget drivers in the country go in a 30-lap main event tomorrow night at Ascot Park in Gardena, including Bruce Walkup, who will also drive in that California 500. Bruce, I note you're driving number 98. Is that a J.C. Agajanian car, or is this race just a J.C. Agajanian promotion?
No, it's a little of both, Mel. We've got J.C. Agajanian promoting the race, and then J.C. Agajanian and his partner Leonard Foss own the Wins Special number 98 that I'll be driving.
What about the car? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's a fine car. We've had it back east campaigning. It's a little, got some battle scars on it, but we expect to be tough. We're going to win Saturday night.
Bruce Walkup, who runs Saturday night, 30 laps, midgets, Gardena, Ascot Park. In baseball, the Dodgers trailing the Reds by 10.5. Cincinnati lost to the Phil 6-3 last night. Play the Cardinals tonight at Dodger Stadium. And the Angels, 4 games in back of Minnesota. The Twins beat the Red Sox 5-2. Play a twin-night twin bell against the Indians in Cleveland tonight. And young Mike Reeser takes a one-shot lead into the second round of the $300,000 Dow Jones Open Golf Tournament at Clifton, New Jersey this morning. His 66, one stroke better than that of Paul Harney. He was also 7 shots better than Arnie Palmer, which is not bad, since Reeser used to caddy for Arnie. That's the sports story. This is Mal Albert, Sport 2020 News.
It's time for As the Bubble Turns. Jack, heir to the bicycle chain fortune, lost his handlebar.
Sydney, farewell. It's bigger than both of us.
Celia, it's big, but together we could always finish a half-quart bottle of bubble up.
But you only loved me because I helped you finish those huge bottles with a kiss of lemon, kiss of lime.
I also loved your good tastes. You introduced me to delicious bubble up.
But bubble up gives you 1/3 more and costs no more than so-called king-size bottles of other soft drinks. Won't you miss the savings?
Most of all, I'll miss those magical moments after we finish the bottle of bubble up.
Oh, Sydney, you mean...
Exactly. You blow a mean bottle, Celia.
Bubble up's too big for one to swig, and that's the reason. Bubble up brings people together.
Los Angeles weather just ahead of much more music and Robert W. Morgan. Look for sunshine, a high of 86, light smog in the basin. Here in Hollywood now, it's 66 degrees. This is J. Paul Huddleston, 2020 News.
a Charlie Tuna play this record yesterday by Stevie Wonder. He said Stevie Wonder's come a long way from fingertips, but he finally delivered. And then Charlie was sent home, actually, without his supper. That's signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm Robert W. Morgan at 7:53 from KHJ.
Super hard shell turtle wax.
Nothing has more snap than the turtle. The turtle makes your car so brilliant it reflects on everything. It stays alive longer than anything else glowing. Anything else is mock turtle.
Turn on your brights with super hard shell turtle wax.
Aquarius.
This is the age of tech.
Tech, tech, tech,
tech, tech. The first additive pack made for today's high compression engines. Tech is something else.
Pour one part in your oil,
one part in your gas tank.
Then you split.
Tech is an oil supercharger.
Tech is a gas goose.
After you pour in tech, don't take your grandma for rides anymore.
Tech,
tech, tech, tech. It's something else.
If you don't believe me about Charlie Tuna, listen for yourself today, noon to 3 on KHJ, because when it comes to his show, hearing is disbelieving. Sorry, Charlie. Yep.
Years ago today,
Robert W. Morgan, KHJ.
Exactly 8 o'clock in Los Angeles. Only you know, and I know. All right. The only reason I found out is I smell it on your breath.